Josh, what up?
What up, Tom?
What's going on, man?
How was Coachella?
It was very exciting. It was three hot days in the sun. You know, I played a Night Watchman show on Saturday, Raid show on Sunday. It was a pretty full weekend.
Yeah, are your fingers still sore?
No, my fingers are not sore. I've built up calluses through the years.
That's good.
So that I'd be ready for weekends like that.
Yeah, exactly. let's talk about the Night Watchman. You've been doing this as sort of an in-house residency for a couple of years. The album is out now. Any guess on the album, or is it just you and the guitar?
Just me and the guitar on the record, yeah. And I've actually been, you know, I've written these songs over the course of the last 5 years. And, you know, and first it was kind of an outlet. And I really loved the arena rocking of Audioslave and enjoyed doing the political work of the Axis of Justice organization. But it felt like there was something missing. Like, as an artist and as a musician, I needed an outlet for my opinions. And I've always been a fan of, you know, artists like Johnny Cash and early Bob Dylan and, you know, Woody Guthrie. And so I just started, you know, writing some songs of my own. And I'd come off of these big Audioslave arena tours and play these open mic nights around L.A., just signing up anonymously, you know, as the Night Watchman, and try playing these songs in front of people. You know, I never really sung, you know, so it was a matter of, like, teaching myself how to use my voice as an effective instrument with these ideas and these words. And then it snowballed from there, and after a while, you just couldn't stop me. I was playing at every, you know, union rally and protest and peace march, and, you know, I got tear gassed at the FTAA riots in Miami in 2004 and was arrested for civil disobedience after playing a set, you know, near the Los Angeles airport, you know, about 8 months ago. And it's felt like a real, you know, like it feels like what I should be doing right now.
One man revolution.
That's right.
Not unironic.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
Now, does the Night Watchman dress differently than Tom Morello?
Well, style, you know, Tom Morello's not much of a fashion plate, but the Night Watchman is a dapper dandy.
He's very stylish, that Night Watchman.
Yeah, very, very stylish. There's an important uniform involved in that. It's one look all the time that you get. You know,
the Night Watchman, he'll be the next villain in the Spider-Man movies.
Yeah, it could very well be.
It's not like the Chris Gaines thing. It's just people know it's Tom Morello.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We're not trying to pull the wool over everybody's eyes. But I mean, that's actually how it started. Was, you know, I didn't want to be announced at these open mic nights as Tom Morello and expect people to, you know, play, you know, Audioslave's greatest hits or something. You know, so it was, you know, it was intentional. But then, you know, the name clearly fit the kind of music that I was writing, and it also gave me, I don't know, it gave me something to hide behind. Like, as I was exploring these, you know, kind of some of the more shadowy recesses of what's inside me with these lyrics, it felt safer to do them, you know, as the Night Watchman rather than, you know, than as Tom Morello. So
sure.
it just grew from there.
And tell me, Audioslave, you know, there's all sorts of gossip and talk. What's the real story behind the breakup?
Well, I don't know if there's any gossip and talk. Chris Cornell quit the band. That's the real story behind the breakup.
Fair enough.
That's where it begins and that's where it ends.
And how did you find out?
I found out some friend saw it on the internet or something. Chris, I've never spoken with him about it. You know, he never contacted any of us. And it's a shame because, like, we were really good friends and had a really good band.
Yeah. And
what are you going to do? You know, rock and roll's great. Rock and roll's silly for the most part. Like, have you ever seen the movie Spinal Tap?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? That's exactly what it's like. It's take any garage band to any stadium band, and that's exactly what it's like.
Now, you're back on stage doing a couple shows. You did Coachella, obviously. That was the big reunion date, but you also added some more touring dates.
That's right.
With Rage Against the Machine.
That's right.
What does the future hold for the band?
Right now, it holds those dates this summer. There are no there are no plans beyond that. That's we're enjoying very much. We enjoyed very much rehearsing for Coachella, rocking that show, and look, I think there's now maybe four or five other shows this summer. And right now, that's all that's planned.
And is there new? Are you doing new material at all, or just sort of
No. Bringing
out the oldies?
We're not doing any new material there. It's a hit laden set.
Playing the hits. Actually, I remember seeing. I always talk about this when I talk about Rage Against the Machine. I was at K Rock Acoustic Christmas back in the mid '90s, and Rage was on the bill.
I know what you're going to say, yeah.
And it was the Merry Christmas, gee, here's a simulated rape scene.
Oh, my gosh. Like, let me tell you. That was quite an evening there. Yeah, it was... There's a story we don't have enough time to even go into on the radio, but it was, we couldn't just sort of play our songs on that night. We had to sort of do a performance art piece that I'm glad there weren't too many video cameras running. I'm glad there's not a lot of YouTube footage of that up.
Just the memories.
And just the memories.
At least it was entertaining, and you got some talk.
Yeah, I don't know about any of that. But we survived that night, so that's good.